mommy by my house this year. Cause I tried to drown my sister and I pierced my ear. Oh, mama made it perfectly clear. Santa don't like bad boys. Especially Jewish ones. Knip, knop, and Lego blocks are what I desire. So why'd I have to set the pizza guy's hair on fire? I told him I was sorry, I'm a liar. So no toys for me. I don't deserve them. I couldn't wait for a big wheel as the holiday neared.
And oh, welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric, and Kathleen. And this is a song by Frank Sinatra celebrating his 100th birthday today.
Well, at least our guest is not Adam Sandler, otherwise he might be a little upset with you. This is Adam Sandler singing his version of a Christmas song from Saturday Night Live.
Nice song. I love his songs, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, he knew it was Adam Sandler. We love it.
I knew it.
And we've got a great surprise coming up at the end of this segment. So if you like Adam Sandler, please stick around. You guys don't even know what's coming up.
I like Adam Sandler. And
I like surprises.
And I like Alexander because
his awesome.
Alexander All Care Automotive Repair, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, Arizona. Of course, 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Great, great guy. Get down there and see him. Trustworthy, honest. You got to love that. That's what I like about Alexander.
Excellent.
And it's brought to you. He's bringing this hour to us.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Alexander. Well, now, of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's second annual Santarchy show. Remember, we did it last year on our Santarchy.
Didn't we have a third annual?
No, that's next year.
But I thought 3 years ago we had one.
Sometimes arithmetic is a problem.
Well, I went to Santarchy.
And he's an accountant.
I went to Santarchy and told you about it.
I was making a joke to Ridiculous Six.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
I have three, or whatever.
Yes. Did you go to the doctor?
I'm not
going to
tell you about it. He put some
lip balm?
Yeah, lip balm on there. Took care of
care of that rash that you
I had a big, very large rash. Okay, so.
It was just a tattoo.
That's not even rational, though.
Yeah, you know.
It's ridiculous.
It's not a mule, right? It's a.
It's a burro.
It's a burro, right?
Burro.
Well, all this will make sense in just a few moments.
It's also a burrito.
Because of course, Adam Sandler brings us some of the craziest Christmas carols around, and that's it. Today we are going in honor of our Santarchy show, our second annual Santarchy show. We will be playing the craziest Christmas carols this side of the North Pole, all show long. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll tell you more about that shortly, but
they have crazier ones the other side of the North Pole.
I think there are even crazier ones. Those are the ones that we can't play on the air because Eric's. That's just
we
one giant dump
some,
button. Dump button.
FCC regulation.
Exactly.
I only got 10 seconds to play around with.
Exactly. I bet you do.
I knew that was coming.
Well, let's talk about the Ridiculous Six. Of course, I think in 2 weeks on our New Year's Eve special, we will be reviewing the Hateful Eight. Okay, but for now, let's stick with the Ridiculous Six. This is available exclusively on Netflix. It was available yesterday. Mm-hmm. It is the very first, it's Adam Sandler's first original film for Netflix. He made a deal. I think he's making like four different films for Netflix.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And of course, Beast of No Nation was on there a couple months ago. And then the Bill Murray one came out a couple weeks ago. Of course, Pee-wee's got one coming up. Pee-wee's big holiday coming up in March.
You?
Yes, I do. So hopefully we'll be talking to him in March.
Is
he nice?
Yes, he's a really great guy. One of the nicest guys that I will say that I've ever met. But let's talk about the Ridiculous Six. Adam Sandler plays an outlaw who, raised by Native Americans, discovers that he has five half-brothers. Together, the men go on a mission to find their wayward deadbeat dad. Terry Crews, Jorge Garcia, Taylor Lautner, Rob Schneider, and Luke Wilson also star among so many other people. I mean,
Sandler? What can we say? Everybody's going to come to it.
This is amazing cast. Blake Shelton is in it.
Yep. Taylor Lautner.
Vanilla Ice is in this. Taylor Lautner.
He was in The Last Grown Ups.
And you know what?
They're friends.
They're friends, yeah. And the only person who wasn't in this movie that should have been in this movie was from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
90210.
No,
Beverly Hills.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, Rudy Giuliani.
You're completely confusing me right now. But
what else is new?
I know.
Sounds like eggnog.
So it sounds like you did not see this, right, Dave?
I did not see it because it was ridiculous sex.
Patricia, you watched it, right?
I did.
Okay, so I was
I'm a huge Adam Sandler fan.
I used to be a huge Adam Sandler fan. Then he did the one where he played a man and a woman. Whatever that was.
No, the brother sister.
Yeah, that one. Yeah,
Jack
that
and Jill.
Jack and Jill.
Oh, wow.
Went up the hill.
Yeah, that, and then the one
went
where
to
he
Sweden
played
and got transformed.
Daddy, the one with the guy.
Oh
from
yeah,
Brooklyn
Daddy
Nine-Nine.
Boot Camp.
No,
Day Camp.
You're confusing me.
It's not Daddy's
Midnight right. Camp.
But he's made a lot of flops. And of course, Pixels I thought was pretty good this past summer.
Yeah,
that was a good movie.
Pixels, yeah.
Of course, this is made by Happy Madison Productions, so it's his production company.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting a comedy.
So was I.
And it's not really a comedy. I mean, there are jokes
there are,
in here.
There are some funny moments. Well, I just kind of like, I call this a fish on a hook.
What are you so surprised about?
Yeah, exactly.
That made me laugh out loud, by the way. That joke.
Yes. But the first part, it just kind of... I was surprised.
It's a Western.
It's almost, believe it or not, first of all, it's a Western, yes. But Adam Sandler... is kind of the straight guy here.
Yeah.
Which is really weird for
me. And then but on the opposite side, Taylor Lautner is not straight at all.
Well.
He's not?
Easy
really?
For you
I
to
had
say.
A feeling.
But he was.
Taylor Lautner is doing his best Dude, Where's My Car impression, Ashton Kutcher.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He looks exactly like Ashton Kutcher, acts exactly like Ashton Kutcher. I have never seen Taylor Lautner like this, and I love it. He needs to play this character all
so
the time.
So his acting was pretty good in this.
He was pretty awesome.
Because in Twilight, he progressed as each movie.
Yeah, but this is, he basically from New River.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Yeah, he's got three
but
of these.
But he's got a very strong neck.
Yeah, he got a really strong neck.
Because his mama used to make him pull the plow with it when he didn't do well in school, and that was pretty often.
Yeah, so you ought to try hanging him. Yeah.
Enough said.
I'm just glad I didn't
no
see
spoiler.
This movie.
No spoiler
and,
alert.
Yeah, and Terry Crews, by the way, he is half black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so because on his mother's side. So in case you
and
didn't
his
know,
daddy,
otherwise,
Tom
just
Cruise
inside,
is...
so you don't make any racial jokes or anything, okay, Dave? Just
does he come in studio?
Perhaps when he comes, we just have to keep that in mind.
Do I ask him?
But the cast is amazing.
Otherwise, you might not know.
Yeah, they've all got their talents. Jorge Garcia from Lost. I didn't even realize that was him at first.
Oh, I did immediately. Even though I was watching it on a small screen. Yeah. I recognized him immediately. You probably didn't recognize him until the poker game.
Yes, the poker game.
And that's when you realized who it was. No, yes. I recognized him immediately, and I was like, he did a wonderful job.
Yeah, he did excellent.
I don't know how he remembered all of his lines, but he did an excellent job.
One of the best Adam Sandler movies in a very long time. Not saying it's the funniest, because it's really not that hilarious.
Yeah, don't go into it expecting a comedy, because I did, and I was disappointed.
Right.
However, I loved the way that the brothers, okay, how they kind of came together.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous in a lot of ways, the storyline.
The left eye gang.
The left eye gang. But, just, there's, it's not your typical Adam Sandler comedy, but if you go in with an open mind, at first, it's slow start to me.
Right, it was.
It was a very slow start, and I was like, I probably would have turned it off.
Who played his father? Not his. Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte.
Dave, you got to see this movie.
I like Nick Nolte.
He's got his Abe voice that he had when he was on the trail.
Exactly. So this is not a comedic Western. This is a Western with comedy elements.
Thank you. Yes.
Why did Netflix
They forged a deal with him. They forged a deal because
they're wanting to become
profitable for Adam.
Well, they're going to find out. It's an experiment, and I hope that they do more things like this. Of course, Paul Reubens doing the Pee-wee Pee-wee's Big Holiday in March.
On Netflix.
It's exclusively on Netflix. Now, some theaters are playing it on the big screen, but a lot of theaters are fighting back because they don't want to play anything that's also available on the small screen.
Right.
You know what?
This is what's happening.
The age
though.
Is evolving.
Exactly.
But think about it. If you own a movie theater, what would you want? You'd want the big
screen. I'd want the big screen, but you know, I would do things to make sure that people were coming into the theater. I would make sure that my concessions were fairly priced. I'd make
sure
that my tickets.
That's how they make their money.
You know, I go to AMC Deer Valley for five something before 4 p.m.
Oh.
Any movie. Any movie. Good?
That's not bad.
That's an excellent price.
But now here's the thing, too. I do think a lot of them are overpriced. They have to come out with a niche market to a certain extent, make those seats comfortable.
Yeah.
But the thing is if Netflix is willing to allow a film that's made for them that comes out at the same time to be in the big theaters, wouldn't that decrease the price that the theater has to pay for that movie?
Yeah.
Which would mean that they could be able to decrease their prices as well because they're pricing themselves out of the market.
That's exactly what happened to Paranormal Activity,
the
latest Paranormal. They reduced the price and they reduced the window and all that stuff and, you know, limited screens. So they're playing around with it. You know, it's all going to, the dust is going to settle and we'll find out what happens. But I like these movies being available to more people because this way you can see the Ridiculous Six from the comfort of your own home with your family and have a great time. I was surprised that this was 2 hours long too.
Yeah, it was long.
Yeah, and it has the great Western themes, the music.
And I love the music.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed the way they were kind of messing around when they were in the lake. And,
yes.
And you know, and there are the adult humor moments, and then there's the immature, you know,
Rob Schneider
fart poop things, but
moments.
I know, burrow moments. But no, it was I did end up enjoying it, and like I said, I would have turned it off, except for we were reviewing it, and so I'm so glad I kept it on. Just the beginning was too slow
for me. Yeah, there was the first 20 minutes.
And it was also because I was expecting comedy.
Yeah, yeah. So don't go in expecting comedy. Just expect a nice Western, a different Western, and I think that you will really enjoy it. I'm giving it a thumbs up.
Okay, yeah.
So
I am too.
The Ridiculous Six, I highly recommend. Of course, Adam Sandler is a very funny guy.
Oh, he's hilarious.
And one of our favorite things from him, let's go ahead and start playing our song into the break.
This is my favorite.
The Hanukkah song.
Woo-hoo! Oh, I love that song.
But you know what? Just a few weeks ago, Adam Sandler released something new.
He's not
something
Jewish.
Old, something blue?
This, we're going to listen to the whole song. I asked Eric's permission. We're going to listen to the whole song. This is the Hanukkah song. Part four. So let's go into break, Dave.
No, I want to hear it.
Well, let's hear it, but we're going to go into break.
No, I want to hear it.
All right.
All right.
We'll be right back.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix.
Eight crazy nights.
Let's hear it.
Eight.
Without a Christmas tree. Here's the fourth list of people who are Jewish. Just like Jesus, Olaf, Punky Brewster, Scott Rudin, and me. Joseph Gordon-Levitt enjoys eating Kugel. So does Stanley, Jake Gyllenhaal, and the two guys who founded Google. Adam Levine wears a Jewish star. So does Drake and Seth Rogen. Goldberg has a gold yarmulke to match the belt he won from Hulk Hogan. We got Scarlett Johansson. Talk about a kosher crush. And if you need a higher voice to turn you on, how about Geddy Lee from Lowe's? We may not have a cartoon with a reindeer that can talk, but we also don't have polio, thanks to Dr. Jonas Salk. Smart Jew. Jared from Subway. God damn it, a Jew! But guess who's Jewish and can fix him?
Love Lines, Dr. Drew.
Get on it, Doc.
Princess Leia cuts the challah with Queen Elsa from Frozen. David Beckham is the king of soccer studs and also a quarter chosen. Ron Jeremy's fully Jewish and so's his footlong buddy. Shia LaBeouf is half a Jew but 100% nutty. It's cool that Santa Claus makes Christmas so merry, but we get two jolly fat guys. Ice cream's Ben and Jerry, both Jewish. From New York to Ironica, get up there, celebrate Hanukkah. Don't mess with the Zohanaka. Let's all get along for Hanukkah. So drink your Jaeger Bombica and smoke your medical chronica. If you really, really want.